You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027. This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Well, as I've been saying over the last few weeks, silver lining to the coronavirus debacle is a real sense of unity and determination in the country to fight for the South African economy and to protect jobs. It's been galvanized by some strong leadership. An unfortunate exception, though, has been the continued spat between retailers and landlords. And this as the property industry group, known as PIG, an unfortunate acronym, increased its retail tenant assistance and relief guidance recently. But it hasn't been enough. I'm joined now by Dr. Ivor Blumenthal, CEO of the South African Independent Tenants Association, and Jonathan Kingsley-Hall, spokesperson for the mid-sized independent retailers grouping. Good evening, gentlemen. I invited Estienne de Klerk, who's the spokesperson for the property industry group. He declined, sadly. So, Jonathan, firstly, who are the mid-sized independent retailers that you represent?
Hello, Michael. Lovely to be on your show, and thanks for your time. So, the mid-sized independent retailers are just that. So at the moment, it's a group of 40-plus retailers with in excess of 50 brands. And in terms of mid-sized retailers, we're talking about retailers that have an annual turnover of greater than 80 million rand. And that's a distinction for us because the determination by the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition for SMMEs is that they need to be under 80 million rand annual turnovers. So these are the mid-sized retailers that are not considered major national retailers. So at the moment, this group account for more than 2,500 stores with well in excess of 23,000 employees. And not talking about this particular group, but if we look at them in the context of the South African retail industry, probably account for around 20% of the total retail space in South Africa.
And are something of the missing middle, because if you look at what the property industry group have put forward, it seemed to be targeted at SMEs, and they're expecting those retailers, the bigger ones with the big balance sheets and lots of runway, to be able to withstand that and therefore to pay. Would you say that your grouping are something of a missing middle when it comes to what's been placed on the table?
Certainly, in terms of relief, it is the missing middle, and this is the unfortunate scenario, which is why we've formed this group in the first place, because we don't have the balance sheets and access to capital that the listed retailers have, and we unfortunately don't have the relief that's been offered to the independents or the moms and pops, the small-sized businesses. So it's a very concerning situation we find ourselves in.
Ivor, what do you make of the approach taken by PIG and the offer of some rental relief at a time when retailers, independent retailers that you represent, are not earning any revenue? I think to pay rent at a time like this is extremely difficult.
So, Jonathan, can I just Michael, can I just say this? That Jonathan's talking about the missing middle. I must be talking on behalf of, let's call it, the missing backside, because the bottom line is my guys are companies earning less than, let's say, 20 million a year turnover. They're very small companies. Most of them are earning, say, lucky, you know, 1.2, 1.5 million a year turnover. They're small retailers. And ultimately, at the end of the day, these guys have been locked down since March. And quite frankly, they've been affected by this COVID thing since January, since February at the very latest in the course of the year. These guys are not turning over anything. And the PIGs, and unfortunately, this is their acronym, not ours, but they call themselves the PIGs, and I think it's very appropriate. What they've done is they've said this, that even though businesses have to be completely mothballed in terms of the provisions of the lockdown, completely mothballed, they can't be earning any kind of turnover, at least for March, at least for April, and many of them into May, June, and July. Nevertheless, the landlords themselves have not been prepared to equally suspend their expectations in terms of earning from these leases and the contracts. And what we're saying at the end of the day, that's completely unfair. It's not what the Department of Trade and Industry intended when they allowed the kind of collaboration to take place amongst the landlords. They actually said that we implemented the block release so that these companies, these landlords, these associations could sit around the table, associations representing tenants, and negotiate proper rental reductions, proper rental discounts, proper aid and proper relief. But unfortunately, what's happened is that these landlords have literally colluded amongst themselves. They've not engaged with tenants. Certainly, they've not engaged with my guys, who are the guys earning and doing a turnover of less than 20 million rand a year. They've not engaged at all with my guys. And they've come out with a whole series of proposals for 80 million rand turnover businesses that just do not talk to the small independent retailers out there in the marketplace.
Jonathan, a point was made by Estienne on my show recently that they're offering rental relief and deferment as much as they possibly can. But much of this also boiled down to the rates and taxes, and that Selga also had to come to the party to effectively allow the deferral permanently, perhaps, of rates and taxes over that period. And all the property companies were doing were just acting as a collection agent. What do you make of that reasoning?
I think what Estienne is saying is 100% correct. They are collection agents on behalf of the municipalities. And as the MRI group, we appreciate and respect it. And it's our responsibility to pay our rates and taxes. We'd obviously love it, the situation to be different and for the government or the municipalities to be giving discounts or rebates to the landlords, but as long as the landlords are required to pay their rates and taxes, our members certainly shall. It's their responsibility.
Michael, can I come in here?
Yeah. Yes, Ivor. I was just going to add that, unfortunately, of the 40 major metros that have been requested to meet with the property industry group, only one, Itakwini, had so far scheduled a meeting to share the pain around.
Really? All right, so, Michael, can I come in here and say this?
Sure, Ivor.
Certainly, we've had an indication from almost every metro we've spoken to and every municipality we've spoken to around the country, and we've not come across any of them that have refused to give concessions, at least deferments on rates and taxes. But what they've said to a metro to me is this, that if a landlord has said they've not managed to get deferments, it's because there is something wrong with that landlord's account. Invariably, because there's something wrong with that landlord's account. So you talk about landlords being collection agents, which is quite true. But if a landlord goes to a municipality and the municipality refuses to give them a deferment, the underlying reason is normally that their account is not regular, that they haven't regularized their payments, they haven't regularized their account. And what's that saying? That's saying that on the one hand, they're collecting rates and taxes from their tenants, but they're not necessarily making the payments to the councils, either timely or at all. One metro said to me that the average landlord, something like 6 months in arrears in terms of making rates and tax payments to them. And the reality is, why should a metro then give a dispensation to those landlords if those landlords' accounts have not been regularized? So ultimately, at the end of the day, if a tenant is being asked in the time of lockdown to pay rates and taxes, invariably it's because the landlord has not knocked on the door of the municipality and said, can we have a concession? Can we have a deferment? Or if they have, the municipality has said to them, but hold on a moment, you've not been paying rates and taxes to us. So why should we suddenly want to give you a deferment?
I think important point there. I'm going to have you back on the program because there's so much more to unpack from the independent tenant side of things. We've had the property industry group on the show twice already, and hopefully we can get them to come and join again as well. But unfortunately, that is all the time we have for the constraints of radio. Dr. Ivor Blumenthal, CEO of the South African Independent Tenants Association, and Jonathan Kingsley-Hall, spokesperson for the mid-sized independent retailers. Some breaking news, Minister of Basic Education, Angie Motshekga, saying that the National Coronavirus Command Council and Cabinet have approved the reopening of schools on the 1st of June, and it'll be grade 7 and 12 returning in the first phase.